Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Chime, we've spoken about that before.
I'm sorry, I forgot you hate that one Bob Seger song.
Yeah, I do. Most of America does.
What do you mean?
Most
is it too mainstream for you, Greg?
Most of the employees of Billboard magazine do as well.
Only Dave Cotts.
Overplayed. Oversaturation on that one.
That song is fabulous.
Yeah, okay.
I love Billboard magazine.
Honestly, Curtis, served a great purpose back before the internet.
Yep. So did a fax machine.
This is Jay from South Boston. Hello, Jay.
Good morning, Greg. Chime and chime again. I got to say this. Chime, the aluminum joke?
Wasn't a joke.
You know the front side? Aluminum? Listen, we got a saying in South. You know what we say? I don't like you. I don't like you, Chime. I just don't.
That's cool, Jay. Good for you.
Happy. Terrible.
It wasn't a joke. It was just a comment. It was just like I was just throwing it out there.
It was a bit
funny.
It was a Euroflex.
Yeah.
It was.
Sean, the only French thing you know is French fries and French toast. Sean, come on,
Jay. How about you walk out a Southie?
Whoa!
What are you doing?
Fighting words. Enough, Sean.
The only French words you know are French fries. Like, what are we doing?
I'm gonna send a
come
meeting.
Talk about please not funny. That. No reason. No wonder you have no idea what comedy is.
Please attend it, and I'll CC Ken on that there. We'll put a little Charizard in the box so you can actually remember to attend this meeting. How about that?
What are you talking, Jay? There is no meeting. We barely have any meetings. That's the whole point. It's funny.
Jay, what's your favorite place in Southie?
Hey, Broadway.
His house, because he doesn't
Stats
leave.
Stats on a Sunday, baby.
Broadway.
Stats on a Sunday. Sean, you can meet me there, baby.
Wow, nice, cool.
Sean. Tread lightly. Them
guy wants to
tough.
Threaten violence on me because he doesn't like
Sean,
me.
Tread lightly.
That's smart.
Been many of battles with the Southie kids. Them kids are tough.
Curtis,
I'm so scared. Shaking in my boots.
Too. There was a more egregious flex off air, Curtis. You did not hear it. But when Chime and I were in the restroom together earlier.
Lovely.
In which Chime brought up, you brought up my pasta that I had last night at Saver.
That looked delicious.
And Chime brought that up to me in the restroom. And I said, well, you know, the good thing is I have something, just one thing to look forward to. Because that's what we all need every day. And I said, I have some leftovers for lunch.
Nice.
And Chime said, yes, Greg, agree. I have half a salad left, which I am waiting to eat when I get home.
I said in a disheartened tone that was sarcastic.
No, man.
Yes, it was. I wasn't flexing that I have half a salad at all, Greg.
He's so far gone.
Said, I may grill a little chicken and throw it on there.
Yep. Damn right.
Nobody looks leftovers. Salad doesn't count. Nobody looks forward to a leftover
That's
salad.
Why I said it, Greg.
No, Chime.
That's
you
the
said
whole
it
point.
To Chime, please.
Gosh.
I would beg to differ on that because I love the Ocean Prime Caesar's crusted chicken salad.
And as a leftover?
Yeah, if I do save a little bit, I look forward to that thing.
Okay. I mean, salad gets soggy in an hour.
Refrigerator.
It still gets soggy.
Unless you drench it with, unless it's like drenched with like salad dressing, it'll still get
soggy. The only salad, and I don't know if it's really a salad in the terms that we're talking about, is the next day heirloom tomato mozzarella salad.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Yeah. I look forward to those as well.
Tomatoes, Ocean Prime goat cheese salad is the best one they've got.
Ocean Prime goat cheese salad.
Yeah, that's their salad.
Yes.
I think on Tuesdays it's only $28.
Can I get the Parmesan crusted chicken on that?
Probably.
Yeah, of course you can.
What's the chicken you get at Morton's?
That's the chicken Christopher.
Bang!
Love that. Yep. Give that a go, though. Goat cheese salad with the Parmesan.
And you get the Parmesan crusted chicken just sliced right on top of it.
Wow, I've never gotten the Parmesan crusted chicken there. I've always just gotten grilled chicken.
Oh, you're missing. Wow. You're missing out, homegirl. You are missing out.
Wow.
Greg, you've got it, right?
Yes, of course. Whew.
Oh,
like Scheib says, that is slaps.
Scheib says Parmesan full of sodium.
Yeah, the guy who used to gnaw on blocks of cheese is not going to make fun of you for eating cheese on your salads.
Yeah.
Emphasis on you.
Scheib actually boils his chicken.
No, I'm not. I'm not on TikTok boiling it in NyQuil.
I boil it when I'm meal prepping.
As much as Jay may want me to boil my chicken in NyQuil, I do not.
He's a big meal prepper now.
Is he?
Oh, every once in a while, yeah.
It's like a bodybuilder.
Definitely.
Got to keep the body guessing, Greg.
When's the shredding coming, though?
I know.
I thought the shredding was this summer.
The tat. We need the full sleeve.
Yeah, but I thought the shred first and then the tat.
Was he saying he was going to shred during the summer or for the summer?
Were you shredding Parmesan?
I'm not sure. I thought the shred
was
this
sweating
summer.
It, not shredding it.
I am famous for sweating Parmesan. Yep.
Sean, when
is
the shred?
I will say this. I will say this. I agree with Greg. It is a douche move to another guy who just told you about his fattening dinner to say, "Oh, I'm only having a half salad when I get home." That is.
I was depressed. It's a depression thing.
Right, but it's a humble
brag. Because he has pasta, which we were talking about how great pasta is. It's one of the great gifts of mankind. And I said, "Yeah, all I have waiting for me at home is a half a salad."
Right. You said, "I can't wait to get home to my half salad."
And I may cook up some chicken to spice it up. Throw some Frank's Red Hot on that stuff.
All right. Let's get the Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, then you better call Coleman.
It's electric!
Definitely grabbing a group of 30 people to show up to Browns on Sunday and make sure you guys don't get a seat, Courtney.
Oh,
yeah, well, that's not
nice.
Very nice.
It's a hot old move,
though. I have a grandmother who's older, and you know she'll need a seat.
Yeah, but did she stop the tradition of hogging up the tables at Browns for 4 or 5 hours?
She didn't.
Just go outside. Just bring a table.
I don't know why you care.
Because I feel, as somebody, my wife loves Browns and Makis, mm-hmm. right? She loves the seafood. And as somebody who sat or stood out in those lines.
Waiting for some family to get up who's having a family reunion with 100 people for 5 hours.
In a mm-hmm. restaurant where you don't reserve a room or the tables are not reserved. It's such a douche move of a person.
Yeah, everybody else is doing it as well. So we will enjoy it.
And that's a bunch of, you even said, but see you.
I want somebody from Browns to call in. I'm sure that they love this.
But you've already said
that. I think that they love that people come
Courtney,
and eat their food for hours and hours.
No, you've already said that you are a restaurant a-hole when it comes to you. You've said at Ocean Prime for 3 hours and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I continue to order. My bills are.
Still an a-hole. An hour and a half, they should be like, all right, you got to go.
Okay, no offense.
We need a rescreen.
But if they have Santo and I sitting at Ocean Prime for 3 hours and they kick us out, and Curtis, I love you, no offense, but then Curtis comes in. Curtis does not drink, and Curtis usually has to eat quick because he has James. So
that's
that is
one, but you're talking about Curtis is the minority going
there. I am often referred to as a minority.
Yeah. Curtis eats like a bird.
But Curtis is the minority.
Okay, but that's...
We're talking about...
Wiggy called me a minority. My career is official.
We are talking about people who are going to go into Ocean Prime after you, order drinks, and order another meal.
Not guaranteed.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Where you and Santo are going to sit there and linger and order one or two drinks.
That's not true. And usually a bottle of wine.
And the people after are going to order drinks, wine, and food. So that waiter is going to get more money from the next person.
But there's no waiter at Brown's. No.
Right.
No,
no. Thank you, Greg. Thank you.
But I think a little like sketchier is that you bring your own cheese board, charcuterie, whatever, bring that to the restaurant.
Yeah.
Like they would
and
prefer,
dessert.
They would prefer that you order their mozzarella sticks or whatever.
We'll order that as well.
Okay.
But like with the
but
cheese.
Why do you have to have the cheese board if you have mozzarella?
It's a holiday.
Sticks? Sir, I eat. And now two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The charcuterie board.
You need a charcuterie board on a holiday. Yes,
yes. But just admit and be like, yo, we're Hado restaurant people and we don't care about the people behind us.
No, I care about my experience.
What's the best part of your curated homemade charcuterie board?
Thank you so much for asking. Great question. It is the sheep cheese.
Totally.
The sheep's cheese.
I will say, I talked about this with Santo. He prefers the mini pickles.
I am not going to laugh. I like
you guys
that.
Are
so you bring
the gherkins.
It's a
those things are awesome. Okay.
In the charcuterie board, you get that they're not even gherkins. They're like tiny little.
They're cornichons.
Like what are they?
Cornichons.
With the little bumps on them.
I didn't know they had a name.
Yes.
Oh, they have a name.
Yes.
Huh. All right.
They're delicious.
Tell me your basic without telling me your basic.
All right. So
the name of the little pickles.
If I could
on the
answer the
board.
Question that Curtis asked,
yeah.
You need to get the Australian marinated sheep and goat cheese. It comes in like an oil, and it is literally the best cheese I've ever put in my mouth.
Hmm.
Very good.
American Provisions, it's only $86 a pound.
Good morning, everyone. I have a question for Greg. Is inside the warped female brain the intellectual property of the Greg Hill Show?
Yes.
Or could a former cast member of said show use it at her new gig? Mm. Asking for a friend.
I mean, we do it on this show. I guess Danielle, if she wanted to do it on her show, she could do it.
I would just say don't win a prize at an event and then force Ernie Bach to give you money for your charity. That was not a great moment.
I just took the money. If I would have won, no cap, I would have been like, I want the 20 G's, Ernie.
You want the cash. You're like, I want the cash.
All right, I'll take five and you can give 15 to whoever.
All about the cash.
Jackson here. This segment should be brought to you by the lovely folks over at Costco. Something in your teeth, fellas? Need a toothpick? How about 20,000 of them? Available in a jumbo family pack down at Costco. Ladies, is it that time of the month? You're running low on feminine hygiene products? Simply run down to Costco and in one trip you'll have enough tampons to last you till menopause. Costco, big or small, we have it all in bulk.
He loves Costco.
He does. Costco's a great place.
He loves Costco.
If there's something strange
going on at Echelon. Who are you going to call? Greg Hill! In an invisible seafood tower, sleeping in Lindsay's bed. Who are you going to call? Greg Hill! I ain't afraid of no bad intel from the Bruins gossip.
We're moving to a new place because we need more room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, that's where are you moving?
Out of the seaport?
No, no. Same building.
Oh, okay.
Just place, two bedroom.
All right, so you're moving on up.
Need more, huh?
What did that run you?
About the same, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably twice.
Probably.
Moving on up like the Jeffersons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a nice building.
Got to get the closet redone first because you have to have the closet up to snuff. So,
oh, like the little.
Oh, are you paying for two places?
California
right
closets, shelving and stuff like
yeah.
this.
Yeah. That's nice.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Is that going to be the fart room?
No.
More space for a bullet, bedroom, which is lovely.
Curtis. Correct.
That's the bedroom, the fart room.
Yeah. Well, Greg. Looks like it's time to get some hearing aids. You can't even hear a whisper anymore. The only resignation that happened on Wednesday was Greg resigning to the fact that he has subpar sources even compared to Coco. Coco! Tookie, tookie, Coco!
I probably should leave the whispers to a professional like Rich Keith.
Stay out of that lane, man.
I have questions about that source now, so I don't know.
But
then
you got a DP, then you got a double source.
I had a double source.
Yeah, stay out of that lane.
Well, the other part of the whisper. By the way, it wasn't a scoop. I made it clear it was a whisper.
Well,
but the other part of it remains true, which was that the two of them didn't go to the team photo thing. But I take the L on this one.
Yeah.
AI, you can just put people in photos.
You can?
Yeah.
You can do that? Is that how you do
that? I guess that's what they'll
do. I guess they do that.
Hello, my name is Chris Curtis. I know everything. We don't even need to have this show because I know everything. Why are we even here? You know, I lived in England. Did you know that? Good day.
Really
sorry, old mate.
Sound like Curtis, really. But,
you know, I would have done that better.
Hey, Courtney. After you and your family have your Easter family picnic, do you then go to your local furniture store and bring your own sheets and pillows and all take a nice nap after your meal?
No, but that's a good idea.
Yeah, it is such an a-hole move.
No, not really.
4 hours. 4 hours in a restaurant.
You know who you really upset with what your comments yesterday?
Who's that?
Auntie Kathy.
Well, I would tell Auntie Kathy.
This is like her Super Bowl.
And she's a listener of, like, an everyday listener. So when Whitney called your entire family douches.
Yes. The douchiest, I believe.
Yeah, she was upset by that?
Yeah, she said, yeah. And Brooke, her daughter Brooke, will be at Marathon Monday. She said, I'm going to have to say something to Wiggy. Yeah,
we'll say something. I'm saying something. My mother used to work in the service industry. She was a waitress at
Cabaret.
Yep.
And so if you're in there for 4 hours, us poor people have to wait. And then it's just like you're sitting there having a picnic in the middle of a restaurant.
Can I ask a question just to further figure out which side to be on? Is there a line while you're eating? Are people waiting for the table?
Usually there's a line outside for the pickup window. Because
Courtney,
it's that
capping.
No, it's not. No, I'm not. That's the type of restaurant it is.
No.
And there's outdoor windows for you to pick up to bring home. That is where they do, I would say, most of their
business. Curtis, no, she's capping. What it is it's kind of like Sullivan's, right?
Yep.
Where you order at the window.
And you bring it out to a table.
But imagine the inside of like that Sullivan area is theirs. So all those tables in there all belong to Sullivan's. So people order and then they go sit at the tables inside. And so when you're ordering, waiting to get inside, you got to wait for people to get up from the tables inside the restaurant.
I will say there may be people waiting to get to the tables, but nobody else at Brown's or in New Hampshire is eating sheep's cheese.
No.
Unless they're eating it right out of the sheep. right out of the sheep.
Don't
right.
knock it till you try it. Man, it's delicious. That will be on our board.
How can we make the charcuterie even douchier?
Right. I just want the Coxes to just stand on business and say, hey, listen, this is what we do. We don't care about people who have to wait. I got no issues with that.
Yeah, get there earlier. I said that yesterday.
When Pats look like crap and they're ready to draft, everyone knows it's Genty. Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
I feel like that's a vibe now. Suddenly.
Yeah.
But then Curtis is right. You can't believe any of the fictional nonsense that starts to swirl with days left because you don't know.
I'm only going to read one thing between now and Thursday, and that's Shime's mock. Everything else is superfluous.
Yeah. Well, I hope they trade up to number three if the Giants are really interested in moving on. Because
I don't think they're going to trade up. Really, why?
Then you get your guy. Then you know you could get Abdul Carter.
Yeah, unlikely.
Yeah. We have more. Do we have more? But we really honestly should take a quick break. You want to play the rest on the other side?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, Greg.
Okay. All right. Rest of today's Hill Notes coming up next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.